Côte d'Ivoire songstress Dobe Nyaore Anyi, a song in praise of the power of water to sustain life. That's on her album Zuzu, meaning angel, that came out last month on Kombucha. And it's dedicated to the country's youth. Well, hello, and yes, welcome to Music Planet at the slightly earlier time of 6 o'clock, because it's disco night at the Proms in the Royal Albert Hall. Well, here on Music Planet, over the next hour, I'm joined by the wonderful Sarah Halgan, who recorded an exclusive session for us. I'll be talking to her down the line from Hargeisa a little later on. Also, when I was in Slovenia a few weeks ago for the Druga Godba Festival in Ljubljana, I caught up with Chris Ekman. He's the co-founder of the multi-award-winning Glitter Beat Records, and I quizzed him about all things music. You can hear that later on the programme. And as ever, I've got a flurry of new releases for you. They're coming in thick and fast this summer. Next up is one of them. Vintage recordings from Smithsonian Folkways, who seem to have been trawling through their American folk archives of late. The Complete Friends of Old Time Music Concert is their most recent release, and it features the Georgia Sea Island Singers, led by Bessie Jones, a group of singers who came from the African-American Gullah Geechee community on St. Simon's Island in Georgia. Now, their music played an important role during the civil rights movement in America during the 60s and 70s. And this album is a previously unheard recording of a concert that was hosted by the intrepid ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax, who had first met Bessie Jones on one of his field trips back in 1959. This song is Buzzard Loop, and I'm going to let Bessie Jones introduce it.
Now, a band called Buzzard Loop. They put something down on the floor, as it would be old dead cow, hog, or something. You used to have boneyards, you know. They used to throw them out on the woods and play it called the boneyard. But the buzzard had something to eat. And also the song that we sang was the song that the old people was interpreting, telling the people they didn't care what they do with their body. Just since their soul lived with God. Throw me anywhere in that old field.
Throw me anywhere, Lord, in that old field. Throw me anywhere, Lord. In that old beyond, throw me anywhere, Lord. In that old beyond, throw me anywhere, Lord. In that old beyond, you may beat and bang me.
In that old beyond,
yes, can't Jesus save me?
In that old beyond,
don't care how you treat me.
In that old beyond,
yes, can't Jesus meet me?
In that old beyond.
Throw me anywhere, Lord. Throw me anywhere, Lord. Throw me anywhere, Lord. Throw me anywhere, Lord. Don't care how you use me. Since can't Jesus choose me. You may beat and bang me. Can't Jesus save me? Throw me anywhere, Lord. Throw me anywhere, Lord. Don't care how you treat me. Can't Jesus meet me? Don't care how you use me. Can't Jesus choose me?
Buzzard Loop, and In That Old Field, and the Georgia Sea Island Singers, led by Bessie Jones, out now on Smithsonian Folkway. More good old American folk later on tonight, with a track from Jerry Williams Jr., a.k.a. Swamp Dog, an eccentric musician from Virginia. And if you want yet more American folk, the 13-piece band, the Seeger Sessions Revival, will be reviving the spirit, energy and exuberance that was Bruce Springsteen's Seeger Sessions album at the Earth Theatre in East London next Friday, the 26th of July. Well, speaking of sessions, it is time to hear from my guest tonight on Music Planet, Sarah Halgan, whose album Hidodao has gone straight into the top 10 of the World Music Europe charts. She came into the Music Planet studio a short while ago with her band and treated us to an acoustic set of some of the songs from that album, starting with this one, Somaliland Ani Adi.
Alhamdulillah bihin dal karata naga digay dal kawada ila shada Alhamdulillah bihin naga digay ul yadir
Sarah Halgan and Somaliland Ani Adi. Somaliland is you and me. More from that session later when Sarah will be talking to me down the line about her country, her music and life in general. Now, these days, we know that many species of birds migrate and head off at various times of the year to feed and breed. But in olden times, the sudden disappearance of the birds in the autumn and their reappearance in the spring seemed strange, even sinister to some. The Estonian folk ensemble Rüüt, named after a local bird, the golden plover, has recorded an album all about birds. It's called Kirkut, meaning nightingale, and the opening track is Tunetuld. It's about Tunella, the place of death, the place that people used to think that birds went to in the winter. So, come the spring, when the birds returned, if you stepped out of your door, it was advisable to keep a piece of bread in your mouth to protect you from any evils that the birds might have brought back with them. Gentle accordion and voices taking flight there, Rut and Tunetul from their album Kirkit, out now on Nordic Notes. Now it is mid-July, so there is no denying that the holiday season is upon us. So if you're headed to Greece this summer, this one is for you. It's from the Greek Cypriot doyen of song, Anna Visi. She's a big name in Greece and has represented the country twice at the Eurovision Song Contest, first time in 1980 and then 2.5 decades later in 2006. Well, this summer, she has decided to trade in her residency at the Hotel Ermou in Athens with a tour across the country. So if you're there, you might well bump into her. Thank you. Bit of summer vibes there, and Horis Tomoromou from Greek sensation Anavisi, who's going to be here in the UK in November for a special one-off concert at the Palladium in London. And so from Greece, we head to Ghana and the hypnotically gravelly Kalogo, Ghana's rudimentary stringed lute that went on to morph into a banjo. This is King Ayisoba, the champion of the Kalogo, and Bossy Labome from his album Work Hard. What a truly unique voice. King Ayisoba and a song there from his album Work Hard. And the reason I played it is because it was released on the independent label Glitterbeat Records, co-founded by Chris Ekman, who I met up with in Slovenia. In all the years that I've been presenting this music programme, Glitterbeat is one of the labels that has blazed a trail, championing artists from all over the world and giving voice to those whose voices are in danger of being lost forever. So when I found out that Chris lived in Ljubljana, well, I just had to meet up with him. So he joined me in the centre of town by the Three Bridges.
You know, when we started Glitterbeat, I guess we could have said, okay, we should be located in London or Berlin or Paris. And probably in the beginning, that would have been a big asset for us. You know, when I moved here, I came from Seattle. And I once did a count of the amount of music bars in Seattle. In a city of about 700,000 people, there was a magazine that came out every week that had these concert listings. And there was about 100. And here there's probably 15. It's a very small city. It's 280,000 people. Being here and sort of having a look over the music business landscape hasn't always been so easy. But I think what it gave us right from the beginning is that we were by nature kind of adventurous, because we weren't beholden to, like, a, let's say, some sort of really giant local scene where we were just, let's say, overwhelmed with, you know, people trying to get signed to the label and things like that. We had to look outwards, and I, you know, that was an asset, actually.
One of the relationships that I absolutely applaud you for at Glitterbeat is your Hidden Musics series, and Ian Brennan. That is an extraordinary relationship. Tell me about how that came about.
The label grew out of things that Peter Weber and I were doing in Mali, and our original motto was vibrant music from Africa and beyond. And to be truthful, we didn't really even have music from Africa except for Mali. So I guess even in that original motto, we had this idea of thinking more expansively. And Ian was one of the first people who came to us and said, would you be interested in releasing something? And it was this incredible record from Vietnam, Hanoi Masters.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's just one of those things. And it's like, how does this fit into what we're doing? I have no idea. Would anybody, even in some imaginary world, buy this music? I don't know. But the music was so powerful that this was a guy that, you know, had the ability to go into places that few other people would ever venture towards. And we started this label with not much sense of where it would go. And we're even surprised by how long it's gone on. And it's just, you know, the adventure is really the artists themselves. That's really the beauty of it. And that's the satisfaction.
Well, what a joy it was to meet up with Glitterbeat's Chris Ekman on that beautifully sunny day in the centre of Ljubljana. And just some of his thoughts on the state of the music scene and why he loves it so much. I played King Ayisoba before that chat with Chris. Here's another release from the Glitterbeat stable. This is from Scottish small pipes player Brica Shembiel, and a track from her latest album that saw her collaborating with the amazing saxophonist Colin Stetson.
Thank you.
Scottish piper Breacha Shamble and I Am Disposed of Mirth, featuring the saxophonist Colin Stetson, a track from her album Carry Them With Us that was released by Glitterbeat last year. And Breach is going to be at WOMAD in Charlton Park. It kicks off this Thursday night. A fabulous lineup this year of legends like Baba Mal and Amadou and Mariam, rising stars, the Zoézé Queens, Keris Hafana, and lots of new discoveries to be made. And of course, we'll be bringing you some of the highlights of the weekend in a WOMAD special on the 3rd of August here on Music Planet. So from the Scottish pipes to Tibetan opera and the music of Kiab Yulsa. The trio was formed by Lobsang Chonzor, who trained as an all-round singer and performer in Tibetan opera. When he settled in France, he met up with Margot Liénard and Julien Lahaye, who both shared with Chonzor a love of improvisation. Well, as a trio, they explore Tibetan music traditions. Murmurs of the Himalayas is their latest release, and this track is Arokampa.
Maya ji so ya.
Well, how lovely is that? With Margot Leonard on the fiddle, bringing a distinctly, I don't know, Scottish reel feel to it, don't you think? The trio Kiabulsa, led by Lob Saint-Chanzo, and a song there called Arokampa from Murmurs of the Himalayas on Nangama Productions. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lop Katari, here on BBC Radio 3. And so to my session guest this evening, Sarah Halgan. Halgan is from Somaliland. She's a singer, a freedom fighter and a cultural activist. And Hido Dao is the title of her latest album. It is also the name of the music club that she started 10 years ago in the capital, Hargeisa. And it means promote culture. And that is exactly what the club Halgan and her latest album does. And Sarah is joining me down the line from Hargeisa now. She's just got off a plane. She's had a little bit of caffeine and coffee. So, Sarah, thank you so much for running straight home and getting on the phone to us. Sarah, you started singing age just 13, is that right?
Yes.
It must have been really tough at that time because, I mean, women weren't allowed to be performing like this in public.
It was very hard. You know, I was playing the basketball in my school. And then I saw someone who played in Visa Harmonia. And then I said, can I sing? He said, try. And then my mother and my family, you know, it's not good, the woman who sing. It's not good.
I mean, a few years later, of course, the Civil War happened.
Yeah.
And you trained as a nurse,
yeah,
where you worked on the front line. How did you then get back into music after that?
You know, I'm not a professional nurse, but I don't have a choice at that time to help my people. I asked some guys, can you tell me how can I make the bandage and then help me? And then he showed me. And then sometimes we don't have a medical. And then we take our clothes to make gauze and bandage. And then we don't have a painkiller. We have nothing. And then at that time, I sing the song to make the relief, Blessed Gear.
Well, Sarah, I think it's a good time then to play that first song that you recorded for us, Laga, because I believe that that is a song that celebrates traditional Somali music and the world we live in today.
Kala dabta wa awa alibine, lubigi ya ayarha, kala le han mayne solud, ga labta isar ankula madode 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 Legga labta isar ankula madode 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 ankula madode
A song there called Laga from Sarah Halgan, performing in our studio with her band. Sarah, you met your band when you took refuge in Lyon.
In Lyon, oui.
It must have been quite challenging to make music with people who came from very different backgrounds, have very different influences. What was the creative process like and how did you find common ground?
You know, when we meet Emmerich and Maël and Regis, we decided everyone he have to keep his background music and my background Somaliland song. And then we try to mix. Sometimes it's working, sometimes they didn't work. And then it's working, we compose new song and then they compose new music. And then when we mix it together, it's like album hit it up.
Well, the album is wonderful. I mean, I love the way you have mixed your sort of traditional Somali makams with electronica and synth, great synth, by the way, on the yeah. album. You say that you wanted to show the world how strong your country's women are. Is that what the message of the album is?
It's not only that. It's a mix for the love song and traditional song. And then this song and reconstruction, rebuilding our country. Yes, there is some song for the woman because after all, I am a woman.
Well, you went back to Somaliland about 10 years ago. And of course, this yeah. album is a result of that trip back. But what's it like making music there? What's it like living there again after the civil war, after such a long break?
You know, now I have a place, I have a Hidadour, I feel free, I am singing. And that's why when you have your own place, you can do it whatever you want in music.
Sarah, we've got one last song that you did in the studio for us called Kidaba.
Yeah.
Well, what's the song about?
It's one the love is real. It's like tree. It's solid.
Saru kalohu bere Aru tahidi kaho Saru kalohu bere Layla la 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 Waiti ila kama dakako dinipa uwasan kidaba chael kuna kidaba chael kuna halki kama dakako dinipa uwasan wasida dilau yahan tulahi sagadagay la 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 la
Kidaba chail kuna, kidaba chail kuna, alki kama nakako diriba wasan.
Kidaba, real love is a tree rooted in the ground but able to go with the flow in the changing winds. The absolutely inspirational Sarah Halgan and her band. And as Sarah said, they'll be touring the UK come September, starting at Norwich Arts Centre on the 5th of September, taking in Stroud, Guildford, Manchester, Totnes, London, Cardiff, and ending up at the Crescent Community Venue in York on the 15th of October. Full details of that tour online. Well, we're almost out of time today. In a few minutes, we'll be heading over to the Royal Albert Hall for a very special disco prom. But I think we can squeeze in a couple more tunes for you. So here's the utterly joyful sound of Jerry Williams Jr., a.k.a. Swamp Dog, from his new album Black Grass, from West Virginia to 125th Street, out on Oh Boy Records.
It's a mess up under that dress. It's a mess up under that dress. The ones that get it really are blessed, 'cause it's a mess up under that dress. She went to see the preacher man. He says, it's a shame, it's a sin, but you got something good enough to hold a meeting in. It's a mess up under that dress. It's a mess up under that dress. You got to be the best, 'cause there's a mess up under that dress. Now she went to see a doctor to put an appointment in. He said, everybody wants what you got, come on and give it to me again. There's a mess up under that dress. It's a mess up under that dress. I can't speak for the rest, but it's a mess up under that dress.
What's not to love about that? Swamp Dog and Mess Under That Dress. And that is it from me, Lopakatari, for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in a fortnight on the 3rd of August with highlights from this year's WOMAD Festival. Catherine Tickell is in the driving seat for next week's Music Planet, and she'll be delving into the world of Yiddish tango. That's next Saturday at 6:30. I'm going to leave you with tango of a different sort from the one and only Gotan Project, recorded live at the Casino de Paris. Till we meet again in that field in Charlton Park and WOMAD 2024, good night. And we leave Gotan Project there during a performance of their track Santa Maria del Buen Air, which was recorded live in concert at the Casino de Paris. Tonight's episode of Music Planet was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Dean Craven. And the show returns next Saturday at 6:30.
BBC Radio 3, the home of the BBC Proms.
Gustav Mahler's life-changing Fifth Symphony. Join me, Martin Handley, for an uplifting journey from despair to triumph and all-embracing love. Closing his final season as music director of the Halle Orchestra, Sir Mark Elder conducts Mahler's Fifth tomorrow night from 7:30.
The BBC Proms. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
And now, to take us to tonight's prom at 7:30, here's Hannah French to introduce some recordings from Radio 3's current new generation artists.
Yes, our coveted scheme sees singers and instrumentalists spend 2 years exploring a wide range of repertoire and often teaming up in new partnerships, the result of which this evening is a half-hour sonic trip to America. In a short while, soprano Masabane Cecilia Rangwanasha sings Samuel Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915, his poetic portrait of the American South. First, we head to Argentina in the company of Colombian cellist Santiago Cañón Valencia and accordion player Ryan Corbett. La Pampa, the flatlands, home to Argentina's vast agricultural regions and metropolis of Buenos Aires, were a source of great inspiration for the composer Alberto Ginastera. The second of his Pampeana is a series of vivid vignettes that see the musicians lured to the dance floor, meditating over the plains at night, and to begin evoking the colourful horsemen of the Argentine plains and their gaucho singing competitions.